Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Pani.
Good afternoon to you, Brother Malote, and good afternoon to the listeners. I trust that everyone is doing well.
Yes, indeed, we are doing well, and the listeners also doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been quite a while since we spoke. I hope you've been fine.
I've been fine. God has been good, and it's good to be back.
Lovely, lovely. We're talking about gender roles in the 21st century, especially for a Christian family. Now, you know, Christian reflection on the Bible's teaching about men and women reached a new departure in late modernity, especially in the wake of sexual revolution in the West. Now, feminism, combined with expressive individualism, has totally reordered the way many people think about what it means to be male and female. So is there room for traditional gender roles as we knew them back in the 70s, 60s, and even 50s? You know, especially looking at our generation, the 21st century, comparing to that. So that's what we want to actually understand with this conversation. Now, Pastor, does the Bible ever address traditional gender roles in the family setting?
I am glad that we are starting from scripture, you know, because for Christians, that is the basis for everything that we uphold, everything, basis for everything that we do and teach. When we read the Bible, you have a lot of instances where roles seems to be gender-based. You also have a lot of scriptures where, when we study those scriptures, you know, it seems as if what God wants in terms of families, in terms of roles, whether it's the father or the mother or the children, it also seems as if, you know, there is gender that has its basis. In other words, it seems as if God, by virtue of having created a man, a male, there are expectations of him, you know, by virtue of being that gender, and the same thing with, you know, with ladies. So if scripture is important, if scripture is upheld, if we think of God's word as, you know, having the last and the final word in how we conduct and live our lives, especially our family lives, therefore what it says about roles, especially if the basis is gender, we need to follow that, we need to run with that. That needs to be applicable in every Christian family.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we're in now 2025. Would you say that gender roles are still relevant, including the Christian families?
Yeah. Look, what we see in the 21st century is that roles, you know, that each family members play or are assigned, it is sometimes based on, you know, a number of things. Sometimes it will be based on who is available to do what. Sometimes it can be based on family circumstances. Sometimes it can be based on what is suitable for who at certain times of the family. So there's a lot of fluidity. There's a lot of flexibility in how many families run themselves, you know, these days.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, when a family, you know, comes together and say, based on our circumstances, maybe the boy child must perform, must wash the dishes, for example. Or responsible for washing the dishes. Perhaps based on whatever circumstances, perhaps it is better for the father to look after the children. An example can be a father loses his job and there are children that must be looked after, whereas traditionally it was the, you know, it was the mother who performed that role. But circumstances, you know, requires some adjustment the wife must work and the father is more available, and therefore the father must start learning to cook, and I'm talking about a family where the opposite was true historically until circumstances change. So the point that I'm trying to make is that while the Bible says this and that, a lot of families these days, they find themselves having to redefine those roles based on different circumstances. Whether or not that is wrong or right, it depends. If it deviates from scripture, then it's a problem. But whatever adaptability that the change uses to have, it must align with the word of God. And I'm talking about a family which is Christian, where the Bible, you know, whatever it says goes for that family.
Would you say, in your view, that there's anything beneficial about these mixed roles in this, postmodern society?
I think it's important. I think one thing that we learn about God when we read scripture, that God is a God of order, and we see him in how he does things. We see him when he creates. We see him being an orderly God, and we can also say that as orderly as he is, he expect also us to follow the same pattern of being orderly. And I suppose one of the reasons that he has given, different genders, different roles, is so that there is order. You don't have this person doing what is supposed to be doing with the other person. I think for the sake of order, there's a lot of benefit when we follow God's way, when we follow, God's prescriptions with respect to how families, how different people perform different roles in our families. And we know also that when, one family is orderly, that also can impact, how the society functions, how the society is as well.
Now, as we draw to the close of this conversation, I want to check if, would there be any pros and cons of gender role, especially how they impact the family and the society, even in general?
I think for me, when we let's talk about because there are now, we need to be very careful here, because sometimes when we say traditionally, what that means for others, it can mean culturally. And for others, that may be cultural, and that may deviate a little bit from scripture. The truth of the matter, there have been instances where, because of gender roles and how they have been interpreted, a lot of women have been made to see themselves not as what God intended for them to see themselves when he created them in Genesis 1:26. A lot of women have been belittled. A lot of women have been treated as second-class citizens, while a lot of men have been treated as gods, simply because of how scripture has been misinterpreted and misapplied. So we need to be very careful as to how we apply, for example, Ephesians 5, where Paul talks about the husband being the head of the family, about the wife, having have to submit to the husband. Those texts have been, misinterpreted, misapplied, resulting in a situation where how people perceive themselves is contrary to how God intended for them to be and to feel like and to think of themselves. And therefore, that is reflected badly on society. You have a lot of people who look at Christian families and think of us as being barbaric, being ill-treating our women, as being unjust and enslaving our ladies, simply because of how we've misinterpreted and misapplied scripture. As we talk about these roles, it's important that how we interpret with the text that deals with, you know, the different roles in families, that is done correctly, so that what the Bible is trying to say, that becomes that which, you know, is exhibited and applied.
Do you think that, you know, parents in families raising kids should, training the children for particular roles?
That's a very good question, because sometimes parents have said to little children, be careful what you do, how you do it, because one day you will be someone's husband, one day you will be someone's wife. So there is a lot of indirect training, that is done at home. What we know, you know, is that in many instances, what become of our children is a result of what they see us doing in our homes. So sometimes, even when we are not directly instructing, but children look at us, they see, they watch, they learn. And without them thinking, when they are now husband and wives, they emulate, they do exactly what we used to do. So we need to be careful also in what we say, but also how we function. Let's try to be as biblical, so that when they say, I want to do what my father used to do, when they see where it comes from, and they read their Bible and they say, no, I'm not following my father, actually, my father's examples, but I am following God's precepts. Because if as a father I do what God says I must do, and my son does exactly the same thing, he's not following me, but he's following God, and the same thing for the girl child.
Quite interesting. Well, my pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and coming through for in such a long time. And thank you so much for giving us these tips and clarifying this conversation. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much, and blessings to all who are listening, including yourself, Brother Zama.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Have a good one. Bye.
All right.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.